BBC News with Debbie Russ. The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has said he deeply regrets that he wore blackface makeup on several occasions decades ago. Mr. Trudeau has faced renewed pressure ahead of next month's general election after a series of pictures and footage emerged. The Nigerian army has closed down the activities of an international aid organization, which it accuses of aiding Boko Haram militants. In a statement, the army alleged that the organization Action Against Hunger had been supplying food and drugs to Boko Haram and their splinter group, Islamic State West Africa. A study has found that the number of birds in the United States and Canada has declined by almost 3 billion, or 29%, over the past half century. The researchers say human activity is largely to blame. They cite factors including habitat destruction, pesticide use, and hunting by pet cats. Cuban officials are advocating a return to the use of horses and other animals for farming and transport in rural areas as the country deals with severe fuel shortages. Cubans have been experiencing transport shortages in a crisis the government says is due to US sanctions on Venezuela, its main fuel supplier. The leader of the doctor's strike in Zimbabwe is reported to have been found alive and well. Peter Magombe had been missing since Saturday. Two separate UN Security Council resolutions on the situation in the Syrian province of Idlib have failed. The first, which called for a ceasefire by all parties fighting in Idlib, was vetoed by Russia and China. They presented their own resolution, which failed to receive enough backing. And the retail giant Amazon has pledged to be carbon neutral by 2040 to help meet the Paris climate goals 10 years early. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos says he wants his company to lead the way. BBC News.